Hey, Abbott, what time is it?
It's time for the Abbott and Costello Show.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go with the Abbott and Costello Show.
Costello Show, produced and transcribed in Hollywood tonight for your listening pleasure. So, hold on to your chairs, folks, for here they are, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello.
Costello, where have you been? And who's that fellow standing behind you?
Oh, this guy. He works for me, Abbott.
What does he do for you?
Well, I broke my suspenders this morning, and he follows me around and holds his hands on my hips.
You should be ashamed of yourself. Costello, you should be ashamed of yourself. Just look at the condition of your clothes. You know we're having Frank Sinatra on our program tonight. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
Now, how can you be so untidy?
Who? I'm untidy? You are.
Did you ever get a good look at Sinatra?
That guy looks like a stand-in for a dust mop.
Now, we'll have no insults. Sinatra is considered a very handsome man.
Handsome? He's so skinny, if they wanted to hang him, they'd have to put the rope under his arms.
Costello, looks aren't everything. Sinatra is very intelligent. He's a college man. He has a sheepskin.
Well, why don't you wear a veil and nobody will notice him?
You should be very glad that Sinatra is coming here tonight. We may even persuade him to sing for us.
Abbott, yeah, if there's going to be any singing here tonight, I will do it. Not Sinatra.
But, Costello, how can you compare yourself to Frank? Sinatra has talent.
I've got talent.
Sinatra appeals to women.
I appeal to women.
Sinatra makes $30,000 a week.
I appeal to women. Hey, Abbott. You shouldn't have invited that guy over here. It's dangerous. We're liable to be stampeded by a mob of dames.
Costello, Sinatra's fans are not dangerous.
Oh, no? When his last picture played in North Hollywood, six ushers got the Purple Heart.
Oh, talk there. Will you please? Just talk sense is all I ask of you.
Listen, there's been crazy people hanging around the studio all day. One dame came in, and she had...
What did she have? I can't read right. Let's see.
Oh, yeah. One dame came in with a pot of geranium.
Well, what's crazy about that?
They were growing out of her head.
Well, I believe you're jealous of Sinatra's personal magnetism.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
You are.
I didn't know Sinatra had magnetism. That's terrible.
Why?
My grandmother has magnetism in her right leg.
No, you dummy. Your grandmother doesn't have magnetism. She has rheumatism. She gets stiff in the joints.
Shame on you, Abbott. My grandmother never took a drink in her life.
I beg your pardon, gentlemen. Which one of you is Sinatra?
Abbott, I'll bet this girl was sent here by Tommy Dorsey.
Just a minute, Junior. You are addressing the president of the Pekin Avenue branch of the Sam Sinatra fan club.
Madam, please. The name is Frank Sinatra.
Not in Brooklyn, it ain't. Do you know that in my branch of the Sam Sinatra fan club, we got over 400 members, not including the Droops?
Who are the Droops?
That's the men's auxiliary.
How dare you talk that way about Sinatra? Oh, his voice really sends the girls.
That's nothing, kid. My voice not only sends them, but it wraps them up, crates them, and delivers them right to the door.
You see that, Costello? Women are crazy about Frank Sinatra.
I can't understand. When he was born, a stork delivered him to the YMCA.
What for?
So they could build him up a little before showing him to his folks.
Oh!
This Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Well, that ends that week.
Oh, come on, please. You've got to stop making that racket, Costello. I've told you, you're not a singer.
Oh, is that so? I used to sing in a quartet with 10 other guys.
10 other guys?
Yeah.
There are only 4 people in a quartet.
No wonder we sounded so loud.
Costello, look, you have no business singing on the same program with Sinatra. He has a trained voice. He has technique. He has color.
He sings in Technicolor?
No, but he knows the finer points, such as breathing.
I know breathing, too. I've been breathing for years. It's a habit I picked up when I was a kid. Besides, what makes you so sure that Sinatra is breathing?
Hey, Costello, listen. There's somebody at the door. I wonder who it is.
It ain't Sinatra. He can't knock that hard.
Good evening, gentlemen. I have a special microphone for Mr. Sinatra.
What's the matter with the microphone we got here?
It's too wide.
Wait a minute. What is this? Come here, big boy. I see you want Mr. Sinatra to be seen, eh?
That guy could hide behind a wire. I wonder what Sinatra does with his red points. Everybody is allowed a little meat.
Well, here's a special microphone, and be careful of it.
Now, wait a minute, mister. I'd like to ask you a question.
Well, what is it?
When Sinatra sings, does he stand up?
Of course.
Alone?
Yes, indeed. I'll be sure not to break the handles off his microphone. Bye.
Good evening, sir. I'm Mr. Sinatra's nurse.
You mean to say he's still got a nurse?
Costello, there's nothing unusual about that.
Boy, didn't you ever have a nurse, young man?
Yeah, but I let her go when I was 6 weeks old. And if she looked like you, I wouldn't have waited that long.
Now, don't mind, Costello. What can we do for you, miss?
Well, you see, we always examine everybody who comes in contact with Mrs. Sinatra. Now, this little fat man here looks like he might provide a very good home for germs.
Keep my relatives out of this.
Open your mouth, please. Say ah.
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 Open your mouth. Ah. All right, open wider. Wider.
Wipe your feet off before you come in.
Now, Mr. Costello, has anybody taken your pulse lately?
No, I got it right here with me.
What's the matter?
I think I left it in my other suit.
Costello, pull out your wrist and let the nurse feel your pulse.
I just met the women. We hardly know each other.
Oh, don't be silly now. Go ahead. What have you got to lose? Give her your wrist.
All right. There, you got it.
My, this is strange.
What's the matter?
This is the first colt I ever saw with short ears and a long tail.
You're looking at my Mickey Mouse wristwatch. Look, kid, does your face hurt you?
No.
It's killing me.
What a
busy joint this is. I'll take the telegram.
Well, all right. Well, what does it say?
I don't know. I can't read.
Oh, give me that telegram. Let's see. It says, Dear Abbott and Costello, the Hasbrook Heights Sinatra fans will all be listening to your show tonight. Signed, Roberta Stockings.
Roberta Stockings?
Mm-hmm.
That must be a hi-hat for Bobby Socks. Bobby Socks? Woohoo!
Say, Abbott, where is Hasbrook Heights?
Boy, it's in New Jersey, and it's Frank Sinatra's hometown.
What? He's from New Jersey? My home state?
Well, that's right. Now, aren't you ashamed of yourself? All those nasty things you said about Frank?
I'm in a terrible fix, Abbott.
Yeah, you should be.
Oh, whatever you do, don't tell anybody what I said because it's liable to get to Harry James, and Harry James is liable to tell it to Benny Goodman, and Benny Goodman is liable to tell it to Spike Jones, and Spike Jones is liable to tell it to Margaret O'Brien, and then she won't play jacks with me anymore just when I'm up to my foursies.
I beg your pardon, gentlemen. Frank Sinatra is here.
Okay, just slip him under the door.
We want to welcome you to our program.
Well, thanks, boys.
Yeah, Frankie. I was just telling Abbott what a nice guy you are.
Yeah, I heard you. So you're up to your foursies, huh? Well, any more cracks like that and you'll be up to your nexy and mudsy.
He was only kidding, Frank. Costello loves you. He's from New Jersey, too, you know.
Yes, sir. I'm from Patterson, New Jersey. Say, Frank, how far is that from Hasbrook Heights?
To you, it would be about a 20-minute ride in a patrol wagon.
You know, for a thin guy, he's getting some pretty fat jokes.
With your shape, I wouldn't talk, kid.
Well, I may be a little bulgy. But remember, even an army travels on a stomach.
If you get any bigger, an army will be able to camp on yours.
Have it, New Jersey or no New Jersey, this guy is asking for
it. Now, Costello, cut it out.
And he's just my size.
Never mind that.
All right.
Look. You and Frank should get along fine. You're both from New Jersey, and you should have a lot of friends in common.
He's probably got a lot of common friends.
Never mind that.
Sure, Costello. You must remember a lot of the boys back home. Did you know Matt Hickey?
Matt Hickey? Sure. He sat in the back of me in the second grade. He was a little short kid with a mustache.
Ah. You know, many's the time I played hooky with Hickey to play hockey.
Hey, Bob! Why didn't you tell me Frank Sinatra was coming here?
Well, hello, Connie. Gee, I haven't seen you all since we worked together with Darcy's band.
Well, I didn't know that you two knew each other.
Of course. Frank and I are old friends. I knew him before he put on all that weight.
Watch those cracks, Connie, or you'll be up to your neck seeing Mudgy.
Gee, Connie, it's sure good to see you. Say, if you're not doing anything after the show, how's about taking a little walk with me, hmm?
I'd love to.
Hey, say, that's a swell idea. The three of us can take a walk and we can talk about New Jersey.
Well, I'd plan to take Connie for a little drive up to Beverly Hills.
Oh, good, good. That would be cozy, just the three of us.
Then I thought we'd stroll through the park for a while.
How romantic, just the three of us.
Then I'm taking Connie to Ciro's for a 20-buck dinner.
Well, you finally got rid of me. Frankie Sinatra sing, so I've asked him to sing a very pretty song, If You Are But a Dream.
If you are but a dream, I hope I never waken. It's more than I could bear.
Sang, Frankie. Next to Lana Turner, you're my favorite singer.
Silly, Lana Turner can't sing.
She don't have to. But I did.
I like that dream number you did. You know, Frankie, that brought back memories of the past. Remnants of my school days.
Costello, you mean reminiscences of your school days. Remnants are rags.
Did you ever see my school clothes? I mean remnants.
The last time I was in Hasbrook Heights, Lou, I stopped around to see my old schoolhouse. Just an ivy-covered old building. Gee, but it looked beautiful to me.
Good. Glad to hear you say that. Because when I went back to Patterson, I visited my old schoolhouse too, Frankie. Mm-hmm. A little red building nestled in the woods. What a dump.
I'm only kidding, Patterson.
Sometimes I wish we could turn back the clock and be kids all over again.
Well, now, wait a minute. We can arrange that for you. Freddie Rich, a little school day music, please.
Hey, break it up, kids. Here comes the teacher.
Oh, just when the dice are hot.
Good morning, children.
Good morning, Mr.
Meyer. Yes. There are now four of the Chauncey Abbott.
Present.
Oh, Chauncey. No wonder he changed his name to Puss.
Connie Hayes.
Present.
Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra, are you here?
Sunday, Monday, and always.
And now the girls will return to their own seats.
Wait till they sit down. Oh-ho!
Wait till they sit down. I put text on their seats.
Lou Costello, you may go to the blackboard and write, I am a dope, 100 times.
I got to go to the blackboard and write, you are a dope, 100 times?
Not you are a dope, I am a dope.
That's what I've been saying all along. Hey, teacher, how do you spell dope?
Frank Sinatra, spell dope.
D-O-A-P, dope.
Wrong.
R-O-N-G, wrong. Gee, it's a good thing I can sing, eh?
Lou Costello, go back to your seat and get out your homework.
Okay. Hey, Abbott, I got a very tough question here in my homework. Who invented the steam engine?
No. What invented the steam engine?
What?
That's correct.
What's correct?
Certainly.
Look, all I said was who invented the steam engine.
And I'm telling you who didn't invent the steam engine.
I don't want to know who didn't invent it. I want to know who did.
What?
Here we go again. Look, I asked you who invented the steam engine, right?
No, Wright invented the airplane. What invented the steam engine?
What's on second?
Costello, what are you two boys doing?
We're breaking in a new routine.
Well, break it up. Frank Sinatra, name all the presidents of the United States.
But I don't know them all.
When I was your age, I could name them all.
When you were my age, there were only three of them.
There were four, so there. Now, we'll try arithmetic. Connie Haynes, you have your arithmetic problem ready?
Yes, teacher.
Read it.
A buys a barrel of apples from B for $2. He sells them to C for $4. C sells them to D for $8.
Boy, is H going to get stuck.
That's the wrong answer. And just for that, Frank Sinatra will stay after school.
For what?
For me.
I won't do it.
Then I insist on speaking to your father.
Go ahead. He's sitting in the last row.
Teacher, can I ask you a question?
Go ahead, Costello.
Yeah, I've been reading this book, and it says that the bees take the pollen from one flower and bring it to another flower. And then they take the pollen from another flower and bring it to another flower. And then after a while, there's lots of flowers.
Yes?
Well, what I want to know is, where's Gypsy Rosalie playing tonight?
You're a disgrace to the entire school.
No, he ain't, teacher. We kids are proud of Lou Costello, and we have selected him as the boy in our class with the forehead most likely to recede.
Children, children, thanks to nothing. I predict that both you and your friend Lou Costello will eventually wind up in the gutter. School to split.
Lou, you know those school days were mighty happy days.
You know something, Frank? I like you. You're a nice guy, and I hope you're not jealous.
Why would I be jealous of you?
Well, on account of I'm a singer, too.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. There's always room for one more singing on the radio.
Frank, I want you to do me a favor. My mother is listening in tonight, and I know she wants to hear me sing, and Also, my Uncle Artie Stebbins is listening. Now, if you would sing a song with me, that would be a feather in my cap.
Okay, take this piece of music and I'll make you an Indian chief. Now, I'll start the song and you join in when I come to your part.
Just give me one of the sheets and we'll both click.
I have your part marked in red.
Oh, boy, at last I'm going to sing a duet with Frankie Sinatra.
A little man walked up and down, found an eating place in town. He looked the menu through and through to see what 15 cents could do. One
meatball!
One
meatball!
He could afford but one
meatball!
He told a waiter near at hand the simple dinner he had planned. Folks were startled, one and all, to hear that waiter loudly call. One
meatball!
One
meatball!
Hey, this gent wants one.
Please,
one.